وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. الحمد لله, it's so nice having you back for the early morning programs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly. Amin. Today, alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك ماذا ينفقون قل ما أنفقتم من خير فللوالدين والأقربين واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله به عليم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, we discuss the reward for he who passes his hand over an orphan's head out of mercy and kindness. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who passes his hand over the head of an orphan solely for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall receive the reward of good deeds equal to every hair that his hand passed over. He who does good to a female or male orphan under his care, then I and he shall be in paradise like these two. He then separates his index and middle finger. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man complained about his hard-heartedness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, pass your hand over the head of an orphan and feed the needy person. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining about his hard-heartedness. He said, would you like that your heart becomes soft and that you accomplish your goal? Show mercy to an orphan, pass your hand over his head and feed him from your food. Your heart will become soft and you will accomplish your goal. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I take an oath by that being who sent me with the truth on the day of resurrection. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will not punish the person who showed mercy to an orphan, who spoke kindly to him, who showed mercy to his orphanage and his weakness, and who did not boast to his neighbor over the bounty which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has blessed him with. The reward for he who visits his brother for the sake of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a man visited his brother in another village. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu appointed an angel to watch over him on his path to that village. When the angel went to him, he asked, where are you going to? The man replied, I'm going to visit a brother of mine in this village. The angel asked, do you have any favor which you would like to fulfill? The man replied, no, I'm only going because I love him for the sake of Allah. So he said, I am Allah's messenger to you. I have come to inform you that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu loves you for your loving your brother for his sake. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no person goes to visit his fellow brother for the sake of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu without an announcer calling out from the heaven saying, you have done well and paradise has become good for you. And without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu saying in the kingdom of his throne, my servant went to visit for my sake. It is my responsibility to host him. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is not satisfied with any reward for him lower than paradise. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He who visits a sick person or visits a fellow brother for the sake of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, an announcer calls out to him saying, "You have done well, your walking towards him is excellent, and you have built for yourself an abode in paradise." Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Should I not inform you of your men in paradise?" So we replied, "Indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A person is in paradise. A prophet is in paradise. A siddiq is in paradise. A person who visits his brother in the other part of town solely for the sake of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is in paradise." Abu Idris al-Khawlani said, "I entered the Masjid of Damascus and saw a youngster with glittering teeth and a group of people with him. When they differed in any matter, they referred it to him and they accepted his opinion. So I asked someone as to who he is. I was told that this is Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala. The next day, I went very early to the masjid and found that he had already beaten me to coming early. I found him offering salah. I waited till he completed his salah. I then approached him from before him. I greeted him and said, 'I take an oath by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that I love you for the sake of Allah.' So he asked, 'Is it really for the sake of Allah?' I replied, 'It is really for the sake of Allah.' So he asked again, 'Is it really for the sake of Allah?' I replied, 'It is really for the sake of Allah.' He held me by the end of my shawl and pulled me towards him. He then said, 'Glad tidings to you, for I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, my love is incumbent on those who love each other for my sake, who sit with each other for my sake, who visit each other for my sake, and who spend on each other for my sake.'" Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates from his sustainer who said, 'My love is certain in favor of those who love each other for my sake. My love is certain in favor of those who maintain ties for my sake. My love is certain in favor of those who visit each other for my sake. My love is certain in favor of those who spend on each other for my sake." Amr ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, my love is certain in favor of those who love each other because of me. My love is certain in favor of those who visit each other because of me. My love is certain in favor of those who spend on each other because of me. My love is certain in favor of those who spend in charity on each other because of me." Buraydah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "There are certain apartments in paradise whose outside can be seen from the inside, and whose inside can be seen from the outside. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu prepared them for those who love each other for his sake, who visit each other for his sake, and spend on each other for his sake." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There are in paradise pillars made of sapphires, on which are apartments made of crystal light. They have doors which are opened. They glitter as a brilliant star glitters." We asked, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will inhabit them?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Those who love each other for the sake of Allah, those who spend on each other for the sake of Allah, and those who meet each other for the sake of Allah." Zar ibn Hubaysh narrates, "We went to Safwan ibn As'al al-Muradi radiallahu ta'ala. So he asked, have you come as visitors? We replied, yes. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who visits his Muslim brother dives into mercy till he returns. He who visits his sick Muslim brother dives into mercy till he returns." Abu Razin al-Uqayli radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O Abu Razin, when a Muslim visits his fellow Muslim, 70,000 angels accompany him, sending salutations to him and saying, O Allah, as he is maintaining ties for your sake, you also maintain him. Aun narrates that when some of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala's friends came to him, he asked them, Do you sit with each other? They replied, We do not abandon that. He asked, Do you visit each other? They replied, Yes, O Abu Abdurrahman. One of us will miss his brother, so he will walk on foot to the other end of Kufa in order to visit him. On hearing this, he said, You will always experience goodness as long as you do that. The reward for he who fulfills the needs of his fellow Muslims. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, He who removes from a Muslim one of the difficulties of this world, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will remove from him one of the difficulties of the hereafter. He who provides ease to a person in hardship, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will provide ease to him in this world and in the hereafter. He who conceals a fault of a Muslim, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will conceal his faults in this world and in the hereafter. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu helps a person as long as a person helps his brother. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He neither wrongs him, nor does he abandon helping him. He who fulfills the need of a Muslim, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall fulfill his need. He who removes the difficulty from a Muslim, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will remove from him a difficulty in lieu of it. One of the difficulties of the day of resurrection. He who conceals the fault of a Muslim, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will conceal his faults on the day of resurrection. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, He who walks to fulfill the need of a Muslim, it is better for him than remaining in seclusion in i'tikaf for 10 years. He who remains in seclusion for a single day for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu places three trenches between him and the hellfire. Each trench is further away from the other than the distance between the east and the west. Al-Hakim Rahimahullah narrates the above in the following way. For one of you to walk with his brother in order to fulfill his need is better for him than remaining in seclusion in this masjid of mine for 2 months, and he pointed with his finger. Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu continues fulfilling the needs of a person as long as he is engaged in fulfilling the needs of his brother. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has special bounties left in store with some people as long as they are engaged in fulfilling the needs of the Muslims without getting weary of them. But once they get weary of them, he transfers those bounties to someone else. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu chose certain people with bounties for the benefit of his servants. He leaves them in store with them as long as they utilize them. But if they refuse to utilize them on his servants, he takes them away from them and gives them over to someone else. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has a creation whom he created for fulfilling the needs of the people. The people go to them for the fulfillment of their needs. They are the ones who are safe from the punishment of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, He who walks in order to fulfill the need of his brother, till he fulfills it for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shades him with 75,000 angels sending salutations to him and supplicating in his favor. If it was in the morning, they continue doing so till the evening. If it was in the evening, they continue doing so till the morning. And for every step that he takes, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wipes off his sin from him and raises his rank by one. Another narration of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala alone, or radiallahu anhu alone, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "He who helps a servant in fulfilling his need, Allah jalla jalaluhu shall keep firm for him his place on the day when feet will slip." That is on the day of resurrection. Such are the beautiful ahadith of going out of one's way to help the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity of serving his creation. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.